Over a year after abolishing payments to aged care facilities to support patients with dementia, the government has unveiled a new plan. A new response team, run by Hammond Care, will be funded to help carers tend to residents with dementia and what they call severe behaviours. The move has been welcomed by the industry, but they say more still needs to be done. I spoke with John Kelly from Aged and Community Care Australia about the announcement.
Look, I think it's a way that we can deal with a particularly problematic cohort that we have to look after in terms of community and residential aged care. There's about certainly over a third of a million Australians with some form of dementia in the community and in residential care, and that number's growing very quickly. And a separate but related cohort are older Australians that have cognitive disabilities that lead to severe behaviour problems that need extra support, basically. So the first problem, if you like, was the government allocated monies to provide support. This is going back, if you like, about 18 months, 2 years ago, for that cohort with severe behaviours. But there was, if you like, poor research on the cost of supporting that group. And the money particularly ran out too quickly from the government's perspective. And therefore, these mobile response teams are looking at how can we effectively use the very small amount of remaining money to effectively care for this cohort.
Seems like pretty much the exact opposite approach that the previous government had implemented, where they were giving money to facilities to provide for their own needs, whereas this government is giving it to Hammond Care, and they are taking care of the needs of a whole variety of organisations. What do you think of that approach?
Look, I think that the allocation of supportive resources to assist organisations and facilities to care for these people with severe behaviour disorders was a better way to go. But to be frank, if I put on the government's hat, they would just say it's too expensive. We can't afford that type of a model. Hammond Care do have a significant reputation nationally in providing expertise to those people with dementia and severe behaviour. The challenges for them will be to equitably service regional Australia. It's difficult if you're in Bathurst or Geraldton or down in Bunbury in the southwest of West Australia or right up in the north of Queensland, where you have older Australians in their home or in residential facilities. The challenge for Hammond Care will be how they implement and effectively use those dollars to provide a timely response.
Yeah, and when we're talking about the sorts of patients, I guess you could say, or the people who are going to be supported by these teams, what sorts of behaviours are we talking about? Because you sort of touched on that a little bit.
Look, if you could imagine somebody who may be beginning to have cognitive impairment, so they're an elderly person, again, either in their home or in a residential facility, and it's not necessarily old age specific if people want to generalise or stereotype. It might be somebody in their early 70s or it could be somebody in their early 90s. But the sorts of behaviours lead to, if you like, a lack of insight and irrational behaviour in the context of a community setting. So it might be as simple as an elderly resident who takes their clothes off, in an uninhibited way in a hallway. So they don't understand that they're doing that, but they need to be supported and the staff need to be trained to support that resident so that they're looked after appropriately and it's seen as, a health deficit rather than some sort of a psychological behaviour.
I just wanted to know if you could talk about the sorts of things that you would prefer to see, such as the suggestion that you had for a 24-hour residential care model that came out of the ministerial forum last year.
We've advocated all along that part of a supportive solution in this area for this cohort is that we do need, not a lot, but around Australia, we need a number of dedicated facilities with appropriately trained staff to care for the most severe residents in this context. It's humane, and it's, from a community perspective, it's an equitable care model. To try and care for them in a standard community, residential care facility, or to try and keep them in the community, just are not options that are available because of their severe behaviour difficulties. You need staff who are specially trained, and you need that secure and safe environment where those small numbers of people can be cared for in a humane and equitable way and maximise their, if you like, their potential.
CEO of Aged and Community Services Australia, John Kelly, speaking there.